I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and you're listening to Curious Mix. The rapper and producer Diop's new album called Still Shinin' was created as a way to cope with the trauma that he experienced after the unexpected death of his ex-girlfriend and her daughter. Curious Mix contributor Kyle Long talks with the Indianapolis-based musician.
Trauma can fuel creativity. I think that needs to be more explicit as a tool for healing.
Living life without a mask, no mirage, no facade. This is who I am, to the core. Wear my feelings on my face, face my feelings every day. I'm just hunting with my pack, strategize and make a way. I came up with many who didn't make it past 25. I'm still alive in dirty 30. I strive to ball like Clyde and James Worthy. Mix the grind with the grind, I've been worthy. What it seems, life's ripping at the seams. Crushing people's hope, got them aborting their dreams. Plan B becomes A for most. They brag and boast, yelling out they have arrived. You didn't follow your dreams, that's a disease. Keep going and blowing like you the sea. Living life on your terms and you will see. If you want it, it's theirs.
My ex-girl and her daughter passed, and that happened last year. And it really shook me up, because I, you know, you're never prepared to deal with death or someone transitioning. And when you do, depending on your behaviors or everything else that's going on in your life, you have to be critical on how you're going to handle it. And for me, I had fortunately just built a studio in my basement and started producing. So I took a lot of that energy and that weight and poured it into my art. And while I was doing that, I was trying to create art that reflected my mood. And I ended up with the album Still Shining.
You conquering ponds, I'm blowing them. Building community, showing them that we don't need anything that they got. But they still owe us everything. Being past due, collect, yes. Leveraging checks and respect, yes. Whether they like it or not, we occupying a spot. And teaching our children to do the same. Every year grow, don't move the same. Even when they say that you insane. Invest in your people, remove the chains. Remove the chains. Yeah. Invest in your people, remove the chains. Yeah.
When we're feeling a certain way, we can go and pick a song or a color or a movie that we think describes that mood. So since I was producing and being a sample-based producer starting out, I would go and pick samples or sounds that I thought spoke to how I was feeling that day or that week. And then I would structure my song writing and my emotion and my tone to reflect that. So then I can look back and hear it and see if I accomplished that. And the funny part is, when I first started doing it, it wasn't even conscious. It was just, this is how I'm feeling today. I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna play this. Oh, okay. Can I sample this? Can I find something that has this same tone and sample it? Then can I create something that reflects how I'm feeling? Which I feel like help with dealing with it, but also I feel like the better I can do that, the better I can paint feelings and paint emotions through my music, which then can really connect and impact the spirit. I think by keeping myself occupied, but not removing my mind from what I was dealing with, allowed me to look at it, but not feel like I was sitting still or running in place. And then to be able to take that and allow the world to use it however they may, and hopefully it impacts others in similar ways or inspires others to do something similar when they're feeling like they're struggling, I think is invaluable and priceless. you know, when they talk about growing or growth, it's like stress. You know, stress can stimulate growth, but it can also stimulate death. So if we want to stick around and we want to be able to provide and be the best we can be, we have to find ways to stimulate growth and deal with stress. The way that I feel like continually provides that opportunity for others. So the way in which you're dealing with something is also teaching someone else how to do it and how to deal with it, whether right or wrong. So if we can be intentional about healing and our approaches to healing, those that watch us can take on those same behaviors and impact their life and others. So yeah, I feel like, and if you can do that, then you're investing in yourself and you're providing an opportunity for you to continue to commit to being here and contribute while being here, which is still shining. You know you think it's bad.